You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Praise the Lord, everyone. We are sitting in this morning for Apostle Thomas. I am Bishop Dr. Michael E. Daniels, and we have Apostle Graves here on this morning, and we are Facebook Live for Victory International Praise Ministries, 250 North Babcock in the city of Melbourne, Florida, where Pastor Teresa Robinson and Overseer Thomas Robinson, their Sunday morning services are at 11 a.m. and their Tuesday night Bible study is at 7:30 p.m. And this is Kingdom Sound, which is a radio broadcast, and it's the ministry of Victory International Praise. So we praise the Lord, everyone, to you this morning for being here. And as we say, Apostle Robinson, it will be out this morning, so we are just pinch hitting, and we have Apostle Graves here this morning who will share with us, amen, about his ministry and who he is, just in case this is your first time tuning in. You have it, man of
amen,
God.
Amen, amen. I'm Bishop Ricky Graves, Spirit and Truth Ministry, with co-pastor, my wife, Marbella Graves, amen. And we're located at 450 Bonnet Road, Coco, Florida, 32926. Our services are at 11 o'clock on Sunday mornings, and we do Zoom on 7 o'clock on Wednesday night. Amen. We also have prayer at 5 o'clock in the morning. You want to join us, we'll give you the number to get on the website. You get on at 5 o'clock every Friday morning. Amen. Because prayer is needed in this season. Amen.
Amen. We thank God this morning for you joining us. Seems like today, the scriptures say, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad. Even with technical difficulties, we still rejoice. So, Apostle Graves, he's going to open up the Word of God today. Some of you need a word from the Lord, and we will share and talk about what God is doing today. Apostle Graves, if you would, share with us, amen, what God has placed within your spirit and your heart today.
Amen, amen. It is a great opportunity to be here, man, just to be used by God, a vessel of God. In this season, as I was studying something, I was getting ready for this message, and as I was going somewhere, but God said, no, stay in this season that you are in. This is Pentecostal season.
And yes.
And so this is the season that God is pouring out his spirit on us. Amen. So this season is very important to the church itself, but you must position yourself to receive. In Acts, they had positioned themselves. They was in the upper room praying, seeking his face. So God wants to be seeking. Amen. When we seek him, we shall find him. But this is a very important season that we're in. We're in a Pentecostal season when God's going to pour in us and fill us up. I don't know about you, every now and then I need a pouring. Every now and then I need to be refreshed.
Yes, absolutely.
And when the Holy Spirit is continue always praying for us. But in this scene, I'm trying to deal with our Pentecostals. Because the Jewish Pentecostals, if you go in Acts 1, you'll see when they had their Pentecost. But our truly Pentecostal was in Acts 10. And I know,
yes.
I'm going to give you a little information because we're talking about Canidius now.
Yes, we are.
Yes, Canidius. And when you're thinking about that, when you look at that, this is the season that it was a paradise shift.
Mm-hmm,
I mean,
mm-hmm.
It's when the Gentiles and the Jews came together.
Absolutely.
And I'm trying to not get too ahead of myself. Amen. Because in Acts now, God, here is an opportunity. This man was a a centurion. He was a centurion. He was a regional. He was a high level man. He was a devoted man. If you see in Acts 10 to 4, you'll see he was a devoted man. Listen, he feared God now. He gave alms to people. Yeah, he prayed always. But something was important, Bishop.
Yes.
He was a man that feared God.
Yes.
And he prayed and he gave alms.
Yes.
Yet he was not saved. So we can do all that and still not be saved.
Absolutely.
See, and that's so a lot of times what happened to us, we think because we go into church that make us saved.
Is that considered a good person?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
A good person.
Yes, sir.
You know, they had to have made heaven because they were a good person.
There you go, sir. There you
and
go.
You have seen, and I have seen many people.
Amen.
That have preached.
Amen.
Funerals, and said they were a good person, but never had a relationship.
Yes, sir.
You better go ahead.
No. And I love that because religion, hear this word now, religion does not constitute salvation.
Absolutely.
Religion does not constitute salvation. So we think because we got a religious relationship, but that don't constitute salvation. Amen. And here it is that the Jews wasn't allowed to even connect with the Gentiles. Amen. What is a Gentile, Apostle, what you saying? A Gentile is where we was born in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we was adopted in, and the Jews was born in. Amen. So here is a paradigm shift. Cornelius was a centurion. Amen. He was an officer. He was a devoted man, but yet he was not saved. This is very important because in this season, the most important conversation you can have on earth is about salvation.
Absolutely.
The most, and just in case we think we are the most important person on earth, because we always think that we got it going on. But the most important person on earth is the Holy Spirit. So we got to understand that we need this conversation. I'm trying to slow my stuff. I'm not going to in the tongue. So we're talking about the point of the Spirit, Pastor. In this season, God gave me a topic. And the name of this topic is called The Unsaved Need to Be Saved, and the Saved Needs Deliverance.
Yes. Yes. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. So here we go. Here go. Cornelius needed to be saved. Wait. Let me go a little further with Cornelius. Cornelius had a comment. He had a vision. Right. He seen an angel. The angel knew his name. But I come to say that again to you. He wasn't still saved. So a vision don't make you saved.
Hello.
Seeing an angel don't make you saved.
Hello.
Amen. An angel knowing your name don't make you saved.
Hello.
My God. So only way to save. I'm trying to slow it down. So what happened? God, the angel sent him down to Joppa to see Peter.
That's good.
So here's him sending him down to see Peter.
Yes.
Why didn't the angel lead him to salvation? Why? Could God give man that commission?
Yes.
That's our job. So if the souls are not being winning, we are not doing our
job.
And then I asked God, why are we not, souls are not coming in? He said, because the body is out of place. Why, Pastor? Because the soul's winning job is an evangelist.
Yes.
And now we got evangelists. Oh, I know I may get this, Pastor Robin may get a little feedback from this. We got evangelists pastoring. We got evangelists prophesying. We got evangelists trying to be an apostle. So now there's nobody to win souls. Because why? Evangelist is a place that goes outside the building and they brings them to the pastor, and the pastor shows them and builds them up. But we done got in the, now that everybody want to be on the spotlight.
Are you saying that there are evangelists that are not walking in their calling?
Come on, sir.
Or remember when the young man tried to help David and tried to grab the ark while it was falling.
Yes, sir.
And he was moving in an area that wasn't even assigned to him.
Yes, sir.
Because
number one,
only the priests were assigned to move the ark.
That's right.
And the young thought he would help God operate outside of his calling.
Come on.
You know what? I'll let you finish.
No. Because here we are. We're still right here with Kenita. Now, Kenita went down to. They had to go. He sent his men down to Joppa.
Mm-hmm.
And Joppa means beautiful.
Uh-huh.
He said, "How beautiful are the men that spreads the word of God,
yes.
the gospel." So you see how everything that's in the Bible means something. And Peter was dying there, and they went down and they got Peter and sent. But before that happened, Peter had to have a what? A Damascus Road experience.
Yes.
God had to knock him off his religious horse.
Yes.
My God, my God. So many of us got that religious horse, and this season God finna knock you off it. Hell yeah, 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 yeah. Because here is Peter. Now, Peter's the one that Peter was there 9 o'clock having a vision. You go do. I'm trying to go fast because we got time. This is in chapter 10. Peter had a vision.
Mm-hmm.
and the vision, it came down. It's a sheet, and it had four corners. And there were four types of beasts. Yeah,
uh-huh.
yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah.
I'm trying to slow it down. It was a four-footed beast. It was a bird. It was a four-footed beast, a bird, a creeping thing. Those four things. And God had a voice and says, "He rise up, kill, and eat." This was the level that God was going to Peter to break his religious belief.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and I'm trying to make sure you know. So, and God showed him this, and then Peter said, at the beginning Peter didn't understand, but those four-footed beasts represents the Jews and the Gentiles.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And God said, whatever I call clean,
it's
amen,
clean.
That's clean.
Yeah.
You don't call it unclean.
Yeah.
So here is now. So the four men came while Peter was preaching.
Go ahead.
Do
we have a problem today
mm-hmm.
when God has saved and delivered a person,
mm-hmm.
but they still have the remnants
mm-hmm.
of the tattoos
okay.
and the things that they've gone through in life?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
now we call them
mm-hmm.
unclean, unsaved,
amen.
And they could
amen.
Be filled with God's Holy Ghost
mm-hmm.
speaking into
them. Yes, yes, sir.
Have his name, the whole nine yards.
Mm-hmm.
But because we look on the outward appearance,
yes, sir.
We become like Peter.
Yes, sir.
And God has to have a rendezvous with us.
The message role experience.
To
yes,
make
sir.
Sure
that's right.
that look. What I have cleaned up,
yes, nope.
because we all have residue.
All of us. Yes, sir.
We all have come
yes,
through
sir.
Life.
Yes, sir.
We all have mm-hmm. had issues that
mm-hmm.
if it wasn't for the grace of God,
yes.
that we would still be being most miserable.
Yes, yes we are.
But Sweet because wisdom. Of the religiosity. And you know what else I've learned? Many of us are saved by, can I put it this way? The old religious, denominational, and what's the word I want? And I know the word I want, and that word is tradition.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to leave it right there.
No, I love that. You know, you was getting there where God was taking me at now. So here's I'm trying to get to. So here's Peter. The men came and got Peter and tuck him down,
mm-hmm.
tuck him to Cornelius. Amen. And when he got there, Cornelius asked, you know,
mm-hmm.
he wanted. He bowed his feet down. He went down and worshiped Peter. You go into chapter 10. But Peter said, "Rise up. I'm just a man just like you." And one thing when we're approaching this and witness to people, we got to approach them. We got to be very transparent. We can't go out there and saying thinking that we're more than them.
Right.
We got to put them right there. Put ourselves right there with them. Let them know that I was a sinner. And God saved me. I did these things, and God saved me. So you, because of your, because of what you done on me. But we got a God that forgave us for everything that we have done.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to. We can't go out there trying to be a person that's above them. We got to put out going down and be right where they at.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Peter said. Get up, and it gave a place for Cornelius to open his heart to say this is what he wanted. And then when Peter got there, he then a revelation came to him. God brought me here.
Yes.
To share the gospel with you.
Yes.
And Peter started preaching it. He started going through the whole thing and started preaching. In the midst of him preaching it, the Holy Spirit came.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And when it came, it filled the room. Amen. And Peter had some of his religious boys with him, and they were like, "What is this we see? What's
Absolutely.
Going on? What is going on with
it? Absolutely.
God's filling the Gentiles.
Mm-hmm.
God's filling the Gentiles. And anyone, nobody can forbid couldn't say it wasn't happening. So they said we couldn't forbid them not to be baptized. And then of course, Peter, they got baptized, amen. And then they received the Holy Spirit. Listen to this. So here's us now in this generation. Some people want to receive the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. I done found out most of the leaders don't know how to even teach the people how to receive the Holy Spirit.
Teaching folk how, what the God, what the Word says.
Yes.
About receiving a gift.
Yes.
Receiving a gift.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What happens is, because the leaders, mm-hmm. can I go down this
yes,
road?
Go ahead.
The leaders don't have the Holy Ghost. Now, I'm going to be real nice.
Be nice.
The leaders don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
Have him.
Mm-hmm.
And how can you teach something that you don't have? How can you share God's word when you are saved by tradition? How can you lead people into what will keep them, guide them, and then not only that, you said it, when the people around say, wait a minute, they are speaking like we are speaking.
Amen.
There's something wrong with this picture.
Amen.
There is. When it's your mindset,
amen.
who call out the numbers, who's supposed to be saved,
amen.
Or who's not supposed
amen.
To be saved.
Amen.
See what happens, we start picking and choosing. Well, I'm going to share it with
yes.
this person, but I'm not going to share it with this person. That was Peter's problem.
Amen.
You know, only certain sects
yes.
are supposed to be entitled. God flipped the script.
Yes, yes, he did.
You better go ahead on,
no, preacher. No. I love this, because this is. I need to make it clear to some folks that's saved. Amen. But they saying, and the enemy would tell you you're not saved because you still have some issues. No, saved people needs deliverance.
Yes.
When we get saved, everything don't just come out of it. It's a process of God taking some things from us. It's a process of God delivering us from some different issues. You can be saved and still have strong. Saved people still have strongholds. And that's what the problem is in this season, that we don't understand that strongholds going to be broken through this season. But we got to admit that we have the stronghold. And sometimes some people turn back from God because they say I'm saved, but I'm still dealing with this. No, everything just don't fall off of you, Pastor.
Right.
Here's Peter got baptized with the Holy Spirit, but still had a stronghold of religion.
Sure.
You see, but yet he was still saved.
Yes.
Amen. So those strongholds don't tell us that we're not saved. Those strongholds tell us that we still need more of God.
So you're saying it's a process.
Yes, sir. It's a process. I love this because let's talk about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit in this season is very important. And a lot of times, see, God ordained leaders. He ordained us. He ordained apostles. Fivefold ministry are set up for us to go into the nation and bring and make disciples.
Mm-hmm.
It starts from the apostle going to the prophet, and it
mm-hmm.
goes to the evangelist, it goes to the teacher, it goes to the pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, pastor, this is very important, because years ago, my ministry, God had me say this. About two Pentecostal season, God told me, I'm going to save the young people this season. I'm going to fill them with the Spirit. And I said, God said, because the older people done got in their religious thing,
mm-hmm.
so it's going to take, but with them, it's not easy for them, it's not hard for them to receive.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, I had to believe God. Got them up there and I called every one by one. And as God said, no, as an apostle, you can put your hands on this, on their belly, and they receive the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, every one of them speak with tongue, with not just when they blah blah blah. They speak with evidence. They were so clearly. They had a clear word of speaking in tongues. Their tongues came out with so clarity.
Sure.
Amen. But see what happened, apostle? We done took tongues out of the church. We don't talk tongues out of the church because we say no. You got to have a and the word does say when you speak in tongues you must have an interpreter. And when God, and I say, God, now how can I deal with some of those religious people that come in now, that when my young people start going in their tongues and falling down and they look at me? God said, wait. God said, I have gave you the gift of interpretation. And then when God told me, now I'm already a man that barely can speak English better, and I'm good, I'm getting better and everything, but you know, but I'm not one of those big, professors and everything that can break down every. And you're talking about me to speak Greek, and you want me to speak Greek, and you want me to speak other languages, you know what I mean? But now you're telling me I'm an interpreter. No, God said, just as I used you to prophesy as a prophet, Whatever I tell you they're saying, you just interpret. So God's is bringing back the Holy Spirit like it should be in the house. And Apostle, but listen here. The most powerful message I preach, and when I didn't think I preach, because we think jumping up and down and everybody applauding and getting excited is what God wants. No. When I preach the simple gospel, man of God, and I, God said, the Holy Ghost tell me to leave, bring them up who want to see, receive the Holy Spirit, and they came up, and the word was so quiet, simple gospel, and every one of them received their spirit, their Holy Ghost. Yeah. Why? Because God said, it's my word.
Yes.
That allow the Holy Spirit to come in.
Uh-huh.
He said, so every time that kind of sets up the Holy Ghost, not that screaming, not all, it's a quiet spirit that comes in and fill this generation. And this generation needed to be filled. The Holy Spirit in this season, God is going to fill the body of Christ, but we must resist in ourselves.
Yes.
And I know this man of God, we better done. Listen. Why are the churches not being filled like we should? And Pastor, God said, share something with me, and it messed me up. How much more time we got, sir? I'm sorry. Okay, listen. I'm going to tell you why, Pastor. If you look at the
there's
church.
There's always tomorrow's broadcast, too. So go ahead.
Okay. Listen, Pastor. Listen to this. God says, look at the church. You still worshiping? We still praising Him. We still bringing the Word. Listen, Pastor. We still teaching the Word of God. We still, the churches, but guess what we took away? The altar. 95% of churches don't have an altar. We took away that place that they used to go tarry for the Holy Spirit. We took away that place where they used to go and confess and repent. We took away the altar. We used to have to go and kneel down and tarry. You said tradition. But some tradition was good.
Yeah.
Some tradition held us put in a place to seek Him.
Absolutely.
And I remember the old mother wouldn't let us get up
They know
when you had it because the Spirit confirmed it.
Absolutely.
Amen. So God is, in this season, God is telling us that we need to go back to the altar. Position ourselves, man of God, to receive power.
I like to put it this way. Sometimes the altar is calling our name.
Yes, it is.
And telling us, you need to come back to your first works, your first love. Yes. Because what happened is that we get so caught up and doing the work for Christ. And doing the work for Christ.
Yes, sir.
That we forget who we're actually doing it to.
There's a difference between two and four. Come on, amen.
And everyone that thinks that they're doing the work of the Lord to Christ is actually doing it for Him.
Come on.
And this is why, and I'm going to say this, we have a lot of people in the world, and I know our time is getting short, there's always tomorrow that we're going to continue this.
Amen.
But let me say this, is that what happens is that we find many businesses go by the name of Christian business. Christian this, and Christian that, because they're doing the work for God. When you do things to God and you get to a place where your mindset says, look, I really want to serve God in all of His totality.
Amen.
I need to have a relationship.
Amen.
I need to have His Spirit on the inside.
Amen.
I need to know that I'm saved.
Amen.
And delivered. I need to know that I need to understand what God is saying to me, through me, and by me. And before we close this, I want to say this again. We are Victory International Praise Ministries, 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. We're in the Pastor Teresa Robinson and Overseer Thomas Robinson is the pastor. We are pitch hitting.
Yes, we are on today.
Privilege. Because of things that has to be taken care of. So we praise God that you have been listening. They are Sunday morning services at 11 a.m. and Tuesday night Bible study at 7:30. This ministry is Kingdom Sound. It's the radio broadcast of Ministry of Victory International Praise. And we will come back to you on tomorrow with this same topic, because there's a lot more to say, and we want to have Pastor Graves give up the last few seconds of this in honor to facilitate. Amen.
Okay. I come to you, but some of y'all are listening right now. Some of y'all need to give your life to Christ. Amen. So I'm going to confess with you. Amen. To receive Christ, Romans 10 and 9 says, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus has raised himself from the dead, and you shall be saved. Just like that, you are saved now. So from that level for saved, now you're going to seek the Holy Spirit in this season.
Amen.
Good evening, and thank you for listening to our broadcast. I want to take a moment and invite you to our marriage conference, March the 16th and 17th. The location is 250 North Babcock, 250 North Babcock. That's Victory International Praise Church, 250 North Babcock in Melbourne, Florida. The Bible says we're destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And a lot of times marriages are going through some things because we do lack knowledge. The Bible says to dwell with your spouse according to knowledge. And so we want to give you some knowledge and even some wisdom. And so once again, the address is 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. We will be starting at 7 p.m. I pray that God will stir the hearts of even the spouses that you don't even believe would be willing to come, that God would stir their hearts to come and to be there. All right, God bless you. We love you.
You're listening to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. This is Denny Nugent. And for today's question, let's go to the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus said, blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you. Yet it seems Jesus contradicts himself in Matthew 10:23 when he tells his disciples to flee from persecution. Whenever they persecute you in one city, flee to the next. Well, which is it, John? Should Christians rejoice over persecution or avoid it?
You know, if you wonder why Jesus said flee from persecution, maybe it would help you to know that he himself fled from persecution. When he was ministering in Judea, early in his ministry, he left Judea and he went through Samaria and he went to Galilee. And then, of course, he had that prolonged ministry in Galilee. And what essentially drove him out of Judea, where he was preaching and baptizing, was that the leaders of Israel, the scribes and the Pharisees, were beginning to shape plans to kill him. And so he left. He went to the more friendly confines of Galilee, far away from Jerusalem. And then you remember when he got to Galilee, they were going to stone him in Nazareth, in his own town. And we read that he passed through the crowd and disappeared. He was on a divine timetable. The death of Christ would come in God's time, but he was not averse to fleeing persecution that wasn't God's purpose for him. And so there's a precedent there for believers to flee persecution, and yet to understand that if that persecution comes, they will be blessed by God if they're faithful.
Thanks for tuning in to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur, pastor, Bible teacher, and author of the MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. If you'd like more teaching from the book of Matthew, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.
This is called I Belong to You.